Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 15, the Yoga of the Supreme Person, and verse 11. Yatanto yoginash chainam. Yatanto yoginash chainam. Pashyanti atmani avastitam. Pashyanti atmani avastitam. Yatantopi akritatmano. Yatantopi akritatmano. Nainam pashyanti acetasaha. Nainam pashyanti acetasaha. Please repeat. Pashyanti acetasaha. Yatanta yoginashchainam. Pashyanti atmanya vastitam. Yatanta piyat kritatmano. Nainam pashyanti acetasaha. Pashyanti atmani avastitam. Tanto piakritatmano. Nainam pashyanti acetasaha. Yatanta yoginashchainam. Pashyanti atmani avastitam. Yatanto piakritatmano. Nam Vashyanti Chetasaha. Guests? Okay. Yatantaha. Endeavoring. Yoginah. Transcendentalist. Cha. Also. Enam. This. Pashyanti. Can see. Atmani, in the self, avastitam, situated, yatantaha, endeavoring, api, although, akritatmanaha, those without self-realization, na, do not. Enam, this, pashyanti, see, acetasaha, having and developed minds. Translation, the endeavoring transcendentalist who are situated in self-realization can see all this clearly, but those whose minds are not developed and who are not situated in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, though they may try. Something will change. Purport of Divine Grace Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupādki. Yeah. There are many transcendentalists on the path of spiritual self-realization, but one who is not situated in self-realization cannot see how things are changing in the body of the living entity. The word yoginah is significant in this connection. In the present day, there are many so-called yogis, and there are many so-called associations of yogis, but they are actually blind in the matter of self-realization. They are simply addicted to some sort of gymnastic exercise, and are situated in the body in well satisfied, yeah, and are satisfied in the body is well built. If the body is well built and healthy, they have no other information. They are called yatanto pi akritatmanaha, even though they are endeavoring in a so-called yoga system. They are not self-realized. Such people cannot understand the process of the transmigration of the soul. Only those who are actually in the yoga system and have realized the self, the world, and the Supreme Lord, in other words, the bhakti yogis, those engaged in pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness, can understand how things are taking place. The endeavoring transcendentalists who are situated in self-realization can see all this clearly, but those whose minds are not developed and who are not situated in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, though they may try. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpatarbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So, actually, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna about persons who have some knowledge and jnana and vijnana, means knowledge and realizations. And in this verse, Krishna is saying about some person who have no realization, can have some knowledge, but like Prabhupada is saying in purport. It's like some people try be transcendentalist. They try understand or see things, but they don't have eyes for this, and they cannot see things how they are. Even if they try, they can really try. It's one nice story about one interesting crow. And the crow was living in the palace of king in India, and he was eating really delicious food, and so his father was really shiny and he was built quite nice, like our yogis who taking care really of physical body. And like everybody around was joking, oh, you're the best from the birds. And he was like really taking the pills of this and get like proud. And he was really trying different kind of gymnastics, and he was flying, like, you know, like somehow this guy who driving the army, the how to say, aeroplanes. So they just going here and there, and so he was expert in this. And once Swans was going like straight and actually without any exercises. So he, why are you flying on my area? Oh, this is my sky. What are you doing here? I don't know. I'm a Pakiraj. And so, okay, I'm sorry. You know, you hear, I will show you how great I am. And he was just showing all these exercises. So I said, okay. And show you what you can do. And so I'm just peacefully going ahead. I know only one way. If you want, I will show you what I'm doing, and you can just see. And the crow Pakiraj was just follow after Swam, but the distance was quite long, and our Pakiraj got, how to say this English, tired, yeah, but this kind of this, yeah and he, you know, sounds, I cannot anymore, and he even felt, and you know, on the ocean, and help me, sorry, I was proud. And so this is, and actually our Swans took the Pakiraj and bring even back. So and from this lesson, our transcendentalist who was just exercising, he just, I'm sorry. So it's like that, like this so-called yogis, they trying different kind of exercises, and they're really happy when the body is built nice and is healthy. But we have path which gave to us Prabhupada, and this is just simple stuff. We don't need make exercises, but also is other side. Don't mean we if somebody have problem with body, means don't need, if have to do some exercises for be healthy, so have to also take care of oneself. This means like, yeah, generally is like health first, next is sadhana, and service is on third place. So then actually all this meaning means is like the exercises, they are empty, don't driving us to knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead and about ourselves, who are soul. Actually topic going about changing the bodies. So is what the use have healthy body if anyway we have to skip this body, and like if we're putting only health on first level, yeah. If we don't think about Krishna, so if we have healthy body, it doesn't matter. And it's quite interesting because we have this body and some others' bodies also, like subtle levels of body. And this is actually taken by us in next bodies, and we took this our mentality from previous body. It's like this going, it's like it's example, like the, you actually we don't see this, but we can feel this. It's like wind bringing or how to say, carrying the smell of the flowers. And the same, that the subtle body is going after us like anything. And we're just surprised, why I have problem with this and this all the time. And I'm going for some other place for 3 weeks, maybe 1 month, 1.5, and again the same people, again the same problems. What's going on? It's like, yeah, this is our subtle body. We cannot escape from subtle body. And actually the process is for the process given by Prabhupada and our guru is for purifying our heart. And if we not have purified heart, we can try many kind of processes of purification. Even if our heart is not so pure and we're chanting, not attentive, so, but still the, how to say, desire for sinful activities in heart, because the heart is not pure, not purified. And we cannot see the things how they are. And actually, this question, how to do, and we have quite difficult, because we not grow up in this culture, like in India. India, Vedic culture really helping with making progress. I mean, for example, the Vedas, like, saying it's like good doing something, like making next to road some putting trees for getting shade and making wells for pilgrims. All this kind of things is actually helpful, because by chance we can make progress, because if we put some tree or we're making some well, digging well, some transcendentalist can come and just take water, take shelter of the shade, and we're making progress because of this, because we put some effort in this. So it's actually all these things amazing because of Vedic culture. But what this mean? We can make progress because of others' person. Because if we're asking for prayers of others, because we're doing some service for others, if the person is more advanced, we're getting more progress. The same like Narada Muni was taking care, was helping to his mother, taking care of transcendentalists, which was staying in their house, and therefore he got really, really good speed in spiritual progress. Because, and like Vedic culture is saying about this tree, about well, and this and that. So actually, because of others, we can get progress, so we have to somehow take care of us through taking care of others. It's like trying to do some good things for others. Anyway, everybody on the beginning know how to, is, and this mood is nice when some new devotee coming and he know is good and putting some laundry of devotee online, because this devotee is really busy like anything. We had some story here in temple. Bhaktarik, he's really, really busy, occupied, like anything. He's amazing person. And then often, really, really often he just put his laundry in washing machine. He just tired going to the washing machine and won't just put the laundry, and he looking, no laundry there. Where the laundry? And he just going down and see, well, the laundry online. And even sometimes he was waiting for the put before, because somebody was using washing machine. So, and he was waiting, and he won't put the laundry in washing machine, but the laundry already was down, was hanging, because somebody already put in washing machine, and I know this person, it's this sweet one, and actually it's Bhaktanoi, so he was doing the really, really, really good stuff. So it's if we doing some nice service for the world, he's serving prasadam, so it's like that. And we can see something more nice, chakshubya, like actually what is helping us? Knowledge. But knowledge which is realized means realization, vijnana. And by serving to devotee, we can realize these verses from Bhagavad Gita, what we know already by heart, but somehow still it's like in school. We can have some regul or mathematic or chemic or something, and on some test we pass nice, but if it's coming in life, we have to make some exercises. We don't know how to collect together everything, but we put our rules, regules on the paper, but life is so. This is really kind of practical things by serving to others. Then, yeah, it's how we can. Is some really also nice story. Wait, which one? like came to Rupa Sanatan, some person, and he was really rich, and he was little bit pafta, little bit, not so much, but still I have big treasure and I can just, he was thinking like that, I can just give money for repairing this and that in Holidam, in Vrindavan, because and Rupa Sanatan was really felt this, and he came with this mood to him, to Rupa Sanatan, and you know, I can repair, I can pay for many things here because I see this is falling apart, and Rupa Sanatan was like, okay, please repair this stair there when you're going to the Kund, there is some missing part. And this person went there, and Rupa Sanatan was give to him eyes, real eyes, which he could see real dham. The stair was from jewelry, from really, really, he just realized this part, this was a small part, was missing. He said, wow, I have no enough money in my treasury for repairing this, I cannot. So this is like that. By mercy of other devotee, we can see really true and see real, like yeah, we're going to Vrindavan, Mayapur and Jagannath Puri, and just I have this experience. I went completely without any help of devotee, like Jagannath Puri. I went with help of rickshaw warrior guy, we just went here and there for some temples, and he was not explaining anything. And I was just, okay, this is that, and I have no explanation. And this was like nice, but any feeling. I have some book about stories with Jagannath, and this at least this gave me some good feeling in Jagannath Puri. But then I went next time to Jagannath Puri, and I met their devotee, and we was together with Madhavananda Prabhu. We went there, and he know lots of stories, and his heart is like really close to Jagannath, or at least the Garuda Stamba, which Lord Chaitanya was melted, and he was standing there. And actually, Madhavananda Prabhu have this mood, like Lord Chaitanya was Not first time, because first time he entered Jagannath Puri temple and he just felt unconscious. But next time, Lord Chaitanya was standing just next to Garuda Stamba, and he was thinking like that, I'm insignificant, but Lord really love his servant Garuda. And if I'm standing like before or around Garuda Stamba, maybe Lord will see me, because he for sure looking on Garuda. So this is really a nice mood, what really like kind of in his explanation about holy dhams, Madhavananda Prabhu is really, really kind of, how to say, sharing with devotee. And was really nice. Was really nice. So it's like, it's much different. I could see Jagannath Puri, really. Not nice because it's like old buildings and many pilgrims, and they burning the corpses on the Jvara. Is there is crematorium which actually is open to the Sarva. Where Lord Indra has residence. Anyway, so if somebody is burned, there is immediately going to heaven and planets, even not burning. Or if he's chanted holy names of Lord Krishna, this person just going immediately to spiritual world. And even if this person was really, really sinful. So it's like we have few tricks in our movement, like how to save ourselves. It's like, yeah, but the biggest is mercy of advanced devotee. And it's also some other story with some learned person came to one sadhu, and he was really, really eager to get initiation from the sadhu. He was really asking, but the sadhu felt he is a little bit proud from his knowledge. Then the sadhu said, okay, I will give you initiation, but if you bring to me at least one person who is lower than you. So he said, okay, it's easy task. I'm so learned, he is many riksha guys, and I will find, no problem. Okay, I will come soon. He gave to him 1 week for this mission. And he just sat in the riksha, and he just realized that the riksha, like, even don't, yeah, whatever, for making space for riksha, rade, he just, wow, this person chanting holy names and rade names, so I think I was wrong. He's more advanced than me. I'm just learned person, and that's it. But he's chanting rade. And then he was looking whole week, and he was coming for this conclusion, like, oh, some simple guy, but somebody who just, you know, repairing some shoes or something. But he was repairing and then chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Wow, he is really, really advanced person. Then on last day, he just, nature was calling, and he went just past stool, and he saw some small, how to say, kind of bug came and just went in his stool, and he said, wow, yes, he is more low than me. So I have somebody who I can bring to my Guru Maharaj. And he just started thinking, well, I'm eating prasadam, and what I'm doing from this prasadam, just mixing and some not nice substance coming. But the guy just even eating this and changing in some positive, that he making more opulent soil. So I felt. And he went to Guru, to the sadhu, and said, sorry, Sadhuji, I felt I couldn't bring anybody who is lower than me. Very good. Now I can give you initiation. So it's like that. Actually, then when we are pakiraj and whatever, showing our things about. Anyway, this is kind of. Yeah, the like, if we are, how is this? If we are humble, Trinata Pisam Vichanata Raravis Samishnuna Manina Manadana Kirtanya Sadaha. So then when we humble, we can catch Krishna on our tongue and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Be humble and happy. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Some realizations. Yes, Mataji. Your nature. Dharma. Yeah, this is true. The same like with aparadas. Better don't offend anybody, because this body can become pure devotee in future, and we are aparadi. So the same with serving for others, of course. But it's not different, but it's somehow different. It's like, yeah. Krishna love everybody. So if you satisfied somebody, or even this body don't know, but Krishna see, so you have okay plus. So this is yeah, this the mood. If we have this mood, is very good. So, and then the same like with these trees in India or wells, you know, everybody can take shelter, but some special soul also. So who know who is special soul? So better. Better serving everybody. Who is qualified? Whoever you ask for blessings and give. You're just going a little bit other way. This is like, actually is interesting. You know, I'm farmer, so I will give the cover boy. Actually, it's like horse have really really good memory. If you do something wrong for the horse, if the horse is young, he will pay you back after years. So this is the same. We're getting whatever. But some souls are special, more advanced. Like for example, if Prabhupada was taking share of shade or drink water from the well, is like more the elevator going faster, our elevator to spiritual world. Yeah, we have to serve. It's not like you're serving prasadam. No. I don't will serve you because you're not advanced devotee. So you go somebody else, or you will go on other side. So, yeah. Somebody want to say more about that? Yes. maybe some person who kind of, you know, jealous or like snakes or, you know, scorpions, but still is like we're saying in Polish, like it's no, any worse things can turn good. So it's always is, if it's quite nice, because if somebody even blaming us, don't giving blessing but blaming, but we react in humble way and it's, okay, sorry, and you know, we don't beating this person or whatever, this person taking our bad quality and we getting his good quality, so it's good, yeah, even in this way. So we're getting blessings anyway. if we are doing well, we have to rise in sattva guna, and then like I was, it's like example how somebody can react in gunas, like rickshaw guy just jumping on like, you know, hitting somebody in ignorance, somebody just start crying, and in passion, the guy just standing and start beating the rickshaw guy. And in goodness, just person, you know. So this is different. And this is like that. So if we have good mood, we're just getting blessings. And that's it. Younger devotee became really advanced, we have our input there, so we're getting blessings in the future. It's like nothing is lost in this process. If we're putting something, it's like staying somewhere, even if we're not ready, it's just waiting for us, and then our the lift is going faster. Yes. Again, please. Yeah. It's the same like with Yudhishthira and Duryodhana. Dronacharya sent them for Yudhishthira. You have to find some lower person, and Duryodhana, you have to find somebody who is more advanced than you. And they came with empty-handed, but Dronacharya said, your search is finished, you find the person. The Duryodhana is for you, Yudhishthira, Duryodhana is lower, and for Duryodhana, you, the Yudhishthira is higher, so and we can see which kind of mood have Yudhishthira and which kind of mood have Duryodhana. Duryodhana was completely disturbed from everything, especially when they gave this Indraprastha for them. This was maybe different name, and this was really, and Krishna helped them, and they developed this, and they got this hall for, how to say, the community hall, whatever, and this was really advanced and nice, and Duryodhana was just angry and from jealousy, and even this happened when he went in this, because there was, you have to know how to walk, because something was water, something where was wall, you couldn't enter, was just mystically things, and he was one place where was pool, but the carpet was on the ceiling, and the how to say, you could see, yeah, how reflection was on the water, and Duryodhana was thinking, And everybody was saying, no, don't go there. Huh, I can go. And he went in water, and the most things what was touching his false ego was love from Draupadi. He was like, couldn't tolerate this. So this is, yeah, this we have to, yeah. I hope I'm not on level of Duryodhan, but I'm not so higher than him, but still it's like process is working, so yeah, if we, yeah, it's a good point, if we see like everybody is more advanced than we are saved. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.